This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County commissioners have lifted the area's open burn ban. Given the recent moisture, the potential for large fires is lessening, and Campbell County Fire Department Division Chief Dale Isett said the department was comfortable with lifting the ban and said the U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management have already lifted their fire restrictions. The city has revealed the working draft for the master plan of the city's pathway systems for the next 5 to 10 years. The original master plan dates back to 2007. Joe Gilpin, vice president of Alta, the company that's designing the new pathways project, says that the city not only wants to be responsive to growth, but also wants to be ahead of the game in order to leverage projects for future connectivity. The city is accepting feedback on the plan. Go to GillettePathways.com through October 31st to register your opinions. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Wyoming voters in November of 2002 amended the Wyoming Constitution to allow the legislature to convene a special session, and Senate President Dan Dockstader and Speaker of the House of Representatives Eric Barlow have called a 3-day special session, which will convene next Tuesday at 10 a.m. to address COVID-19 mandates. Any proposed legislation and all information regarding the proceedings, as well as a video live stream, can be found on the legislature's website at wyoleg.gov as they become available. Campbell County Health has signed a 3-year agreement with Crook County Medical Foundation to lease space for the new Campbell County Medical Group Clinic in the Red Bluff Medical Center in Hewlett. The clinic is expected to open in early December for 2 days a week. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.